It's important I remember that Jay-Z arrived on the day Fred Hampton died. Real niggas just multiply, he said, selling himself to anybody that will buy the pursuit of billions as liberation work. In saying this, Jay's mind slipped past Fred Hampton being assassinated while his girlfriend Deborah slept next to him, 8 months into carrying their child, a baby boy to be named Fred. That's real, real nigga multiplication. Fred knew the streets like Jay, but Jay didn't know the streets like Fred. That's real, my nigga. See, what caught Fred too in the dome from CPD were the disputes he could smooth over between deadly adversaries. So gifted with the gab, he got white boys mobbing with blacks and the Latinx. So good, even Jesse Jackson jocked his rainbow stilo as signifier and testament. Dead Presidents 2 comes to mind for me suddenly. 3 shots, close range, never touched me, divine intervention. And maybe it was. And maybe God, like most things, looks more white in juxtaposition, but whatever. Tell Jigga the poor can still help the poor if they're one. Reach a Billy first for what if it ain't a club you're going to swing at heads with? We say we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, or Fred said, rather, speaking on behalf of a fist of people. And Jay dropped nary a bar in response, but draped Fred's name like a king's robe over his brushed-off shoulders. I remember when Kaepernick was still out of a gig and Mr. Carter cashed that Goodell check because he knew it was good, even if not underwritten with good intentions. Pro-black in the sense of demonstrating a profit. So I got rich and gave back. To me, that's the win-win. Or to he, rather. Jay. Gave only game back, if anything, and charge $9.99 for it when most of us ain't even trying to play no more.